Whoever's pen is going to flow against the current. The river is flowing in this direction. Whoever's pen will flow against the current, that is the person whom Allah has chosen to look after this girl. Right. So everybody put their pens in the river. Everybody's pens flowed according to the flow of the river, besides the pen of Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam. His flowed upstream. Again, they were not decided on it. They said, let us do it a third time. And the third time, what we are going to do is, we're going to see whose pen will flow downstream this time. Whose pen will flow downstream this time, and whose pen will reach a specific point first. So when they placed their pens in the river, the only pen that flowed down towards the end of the point where they sent it, the only pen that went down was that of Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam. So everybody was at ease. You know what? Everything that we are going to do, Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam is going to be the one who has been chosen by Allah. So he has to look after her. And in this fashion, he did carry on looking after her throughout her entire time that she stayed in Baytul Muqaddas. Coming back to the story of Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam and his son. Now the wife became pregnant and she then had given birth to the child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we had chosen the name for the son as Yahya. لَمْ نَجَعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيًّا. Nobody on the face of the earth had that name before that. Nobody on the face of the earth had this name before that. That was the first person to have been given the name Yahya. So then Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam makes a dua to Allah. He says, oh Allah, give me a sign. How will I know that my wife is going to be expecting and there is a child? So Allah Ta'ala then makes it such that the moment when according to the normal fertility situation, when the sperm goes inside the egg and all that things take place, from that point on he was not to speak to anybody. He could not speak to anybody excepting make signs during that time. During that time, he spent his time, Allah Ta'ala instructed him, spend that time of yours in the remembrance, in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know there is many older guys already who's passed wanting to have children, but then obviously there is the youngsters still who want to have. If you have the intention of, you know, you're trying to get a, you know what I mean, trying to get a child, then at that point in time, make sure that all that time is spent with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure that most of your time, obviously somebody is not going to try to have a child for 10, 15 years. You know what I mean? If after 1 year you still never got, you must not give up, you don't know what you're supposed to be doing. Right. But in the time that you are trying to achieve this, that time should be spent in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because that time, like I mentioned, I think it was last night or the other night when we spoke about this thing. That time, if you spend that time correctly, the baby that is going to be born from there will be such that that child will be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if that time, unfortunately for some people, what we hear about people getting, Muslim people getting drunk, others getting high, and then they're doing this thing, and then the wife conceives as a result of that. Imagine what is the condition of that child going to be throughout his or her entire life. You crack your head up and think, how come is this child so disobedient to Allah Ta'ala? Why is it such? What can you do to change it? And if you go back and you do some research, then you will find out exactly where the child has been conceived from. Then this is the end result. So, beloved brothers, let us take care. If anything like that did happen in anyone's life, then make sure you spend some time making tawbah to Allah, asking Allah for forgiveness. Why? Because it undoubtedly has a direct effect on the life of your child. Allah Ta'ala then gave Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam a son by the name of Yahya. the reason why Allah Rabbul Izzat chose Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam as a Nabi of Allah. And al-Hadith, Hadith narrates أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال that verily رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم had said إن الله أمر يحيى ابن زكريا بخمس كلمات. Allah Ta'ala instructed him that five things he had to bring about in the Bani Israel. He had to bring five things alive in the Bani Israel. أن يعمل بهن وأن يأمر بني إسرائيل أن يعملوا بهن. He himself had to do it and he had to instruct the Bani Israel to do it. وكاد أن يبطئ. It was something which was going to be difficult on him. فقال له عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام. عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام said to him, they grew up, their mothers were pregnant at the same time. The mother of زكريا عليه الصلاة والسلام and Maryam alayhi salam was pregnant at the same time. Right, there is still a lot of detail, but I see this lot of guys who are already restless, so I don't see us getting there today. فَقَالَ لَهُ إِسَىٰ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ. إِسَىٰ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ said to him, إِنَّكَ قَدْ أُمِرْتَ بِخَمْسِ كَلِمَاتٍ أَن تَعْمَلَ بِهِنَّ وَتَأْمُرَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَن يَعْمَلُوا بِهِنَّ فَإِمَّا أَن تُبَلِّغَهُنَّ وَإِمَّا أَن أُبَلِّغَهُنَّ. Allah gave you this instruction to pass on five things. You do five things and you pass it on to the people. If you are not in a position to do it, then I will do it for you, no problem. فقال, he said to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya akhi, O my brother, inni akhsha an sabaqtani an u'adhiba aw yukhsafa bi. That if it so happens that you must go and say it before I do tell the people, I'm afraid Allah Rabbul Izzat might punish me or he might order the earth to swallow me. So then what happened? فَجَمَعَ يَحْيَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ. Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam then went around and he went to collect the Bani Israel and he got them together in Masjid al-Aqsa. حَتَّى إِمْتَلَأَ الْمَسْجِدِ. Until the Masjid al-Aqsa itself had become full to the brim. Now, just as a note, beloved brothers, we see when they have the picture of Masjid al-Aqsa, then they show you that the building with the golden dome. That is not Masjid al-Aqsa. That is not Masjid al-Aqsa. Right? Masjid al-Aqsa is the masjid that is built next to it. Unfortunate, whatever the case may be. But this is what the Jews have made as a propaganda throughout the years. That whenever a person wants to look at a picture of Masjid al-Aqsa, he will look at that building with the golden dome. To such an extent that the entire population on the face of the earth will think that that is Masjid al-Aqsa. So that the day when they break down the masjid, it will not affect anybody. This is the aim of them. This is their purpose, this is their thing. Unfortunately, they don't know that they're stupid or whatever the case may be. But the Muslims, we have a network. We don't need pictures and stuff to tell us what is Masjid al-Aqsa. We are able to understand that this is the situation. فقعد على الشرف. He sat on the minbar. فحمد الله وأثنى عليه. He praised Allah سبحانه وتعالى. ثم قال, and then he said, إن الله عز وجل أمرني بخمس كلمات. Allah رب العزة has instructed me of five things. أن أعمل بهن وأمركم أن تعملوا بهن. I should do it and I should instruct you to do it. وأولهن, the first thing is أن تعبد الله. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La tushriku bihi shay'a. Do not ascribe anything in his partners unto Allah. فَإِنَّ مَثَلَ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُ مَنِ اشْتَرَى عَبْدًا مِنْ خَالِصِ مَالِهِ بِوَرِقٍ أَوْ ذَهَبٍ. The example is like a person who went to go and buy a slave. He worked hard for his money and then he took the money and he bought the slave. فَجَعَلَ يَعْمَلُ وَيُؤَدِّي غَلَّتَهُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ سَيِّدِهِ. He went to go and work in the lands, he went to go plow the lands, the things grew, he cut off everything and then he took whatever the benefit was from the ground and he went to go and give it to somebody else, he never gave it to his owner. Understand? So in the same way, Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us life, given us everything, and we turn our attention to somebody else other than Allah Rabbul Izzat. فَأَيُّكُمْ يَسُوقُهُ أَن يَكُونَ عَبْدُهُ كَذَلِكَ. Who will like it that this should happen to him? That the person must work for you. In today's time, you have somebody working for you, and then he go and collect all the money from everybody, and he took your money and he went to give it to somebody else. Who will like that? Nobody. So in the same way, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَكُمْ وَرَزَقَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala has created you, Allah gives you sustenance. فَاعْبُدُوهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship him and do not describe anybody as partners unto him. وَأَمُرَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ. The second thing Allah instructed you to do is your salat. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْصُبُ وَجْهَهُ قِبَلَ عَبْدِهِ مَا لَمْ يَلْتَفِتْ. فَإِذَا صَلَّيْتُمْ فَلَا تَلْتَفِتُوا. Allah Ta'ala looks at you with his face to face, as long as you are engaged in your salat. So while you are engaged in your salat, let not your sights go in any other direction. Stay focused in your salat. Allah is looking at you, you look looking around somewhere else. وَأَمُرَكُمْ بِالصِّيَامِ. The third thing he instructed you to do was fast. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَثَلَ ذَلِكَ كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ مَعَهُ سُرَّةٌ مِّن مِسْكٍ فِي عِصَابَةٍ كُلُّهُمْ يَجِدُ رِيحَ الْمِسْكِ وَإِنَّ خَلُوفَ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ أَطْيَبُ عِنَّ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. Fast, because the smell that comes out of the mouth of a fasting person is more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than the smell of musk. So this is not something new. You know, people make it like it's something that came about yesterday. It's from the time of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. The third thing that he instructed, is it the third or the fourth?
Fourth.
The fourth thing was bis sadaqah. Give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth thing that he instructed them was bidhikrillah, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring those things into your life. This is what he told the people. But now I don't know, what do we do? Some guys do. Must we still carry on? There's still a lot. The last part of this specific story, there is three things with the life of Zakariya alayhi salam. Is before he was born, then what he was sent with, and then how his life came to an end. I will explain that briefly. As far as his life coming to an end, there is two narrations with regards to that. There was a king who, there's two riwayat. One is the king wanted to marry somebody who it was not permissible for him to get married to. And they went to ask Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam, that is it possible for me to get married to her? And he said no. Then the second riwayat is that the wife of the king, she was that type of woman that would go and sleep around. And her desire was to get hold of Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam. Why? Because Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioned in the Holy Quran also that his looks were that of superior from everybody else. In that whole part of the earth, whoever knew whoever at that time, the most handsome person of all of them was Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam. So she wanted him. And he refused totally, he was not interested. It is mentioned in a number of riwayat that on the day of Qiyamah, every Nabi of Allah will get up, somebody have something in front of him, some type of thing that he will be worried about. Like we mentioned the other night of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, where he told the people, Inni saqim, I am not well. Likewise, every other Nabi will have something and something like that. The only Nabi of Allah that will get up on Qiyamah and he had not made any mistake while he was on the face of the earth will be Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam. He never did one wrong thing while he was on the face of the earth. Not once. Not a wrong word, not a wrong sight, nothing. Absolutely nothing. It is mentioned that him and Isa alayhi salatu wassalam were walking together. And there was a woman who came in front of them. So Isa alayhi salatu wassalam told him that, what about this that you could have looked at this woman? So he turned around and he says, by Allah, I did not see her. I did not see her. I take an oath on Allah, I did not see her. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, how is it possible she went in front of us? So he said that, so Isa alayhi salatu wasalam then asked him, is your body separate and your ruh separate? What's going on? Is your body separate and your soul separate from one another? So he says, by Allah, it is such that I am walking on the face of the earth, but my ruh, my soul is in front of the arsh of Allah. To such an extent that I feel that in my journey of my soul going in front of the arsh of Allah, if it had to stop and look at Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, my purpose would have been defeated. We don't know how to concentrate on Allah Rabbul Izzat in our salat. This was the Nabi of Allah, his life was different. So what had happened, because this woman was stopped from what she wanted, the king, they had a day of gathering where everybody gathered in a certain place. The king asked his wife in the public presence, what do you want? Whatever you want, every time you wanted something, I will give it to you. Whatever you want, I give to you. So she stood up and she said that I want the head and the blood of Yahya. This is what I want. So the king said to her, rather ask for something else. Rather ask for something else. So she says, no, I don't want nothing else. That is what I want. But the king was chasing after the woman, so he said, yes, fine, we'll do it. The police and whoever they had was sent to go and get the head of Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. It is mentioned in a very weak riwayat that it is mentioned in. But it is mentioned that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went up on Mi'raj, he met up with Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said to him, why were you killed? What had happened? What happened around you? Why did the Bani Israel ever kill you? And then he mentions the story. He says, فَبَعَثَ جَلَاوِزَتَهَا, his police and whatever, the king's people were sent إِلَى يَحْيَى وَهُوَ فِي مِحْرَابِهِ يُصَلِّي. He was standing in his mihrab, in his place of salat, he was performing salat. وَأَنَا إِلَىٰ جَانِبِهِ أُصَلِّي. I was standing next to him and I was performing salat. And then what had happened, they came inside the room to come and kill him. Before they took hold of him, they took hold of me and they cut the head of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam off, and they took his head, they put it in a box, and they took some of his blood and they put it in a box and they took it to the king. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, فَمَا بَلَغَ مِنْ sabrik. Whatever allowed you to have that amount of patience? He replied, مَنْ فَلَقْتُ مِنْ salati. I was standing in my salat. When they started cutting, it wasn't sufficient to distract me from my salat. And they cut his head off in this fashion. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. When they took his head to the king and they put it in front of the king, خسف الله بالملك وأهل بيته وحشمه. Allah Rabbul Izzat ordered the earth to swallow the king and his household people, and everybody that was surrounding him was swallowed into the ground. It was swallowed into the ground. فلما أصبحوا, when the next day came, قالت بنو إسرائيل, the Bani Israel, the people of the Bani Israel says, because of Zakariya, Allah Ta'ala had did this to the people. And now their anger came in the direction of Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. So the people of the Bani Israel decided, let us go and kill Yahya. They went behind him, they chased him, he ran and he carried on running. He mentions, فَخَرَجُوا فِي طَلَبِي, they came behind me, لِيَقْتُلُونِي, to come and kill me, وَجَاءَنِيَ النَّذِيرُ, somebody came and warned me that this is what is going. فَهَرِبْتُ مِنْهُمْ, I ran away from them. وَإِبْلِيسُ أَمَامَهُمْ يَدُلُّهُمْ عَلَيَّ. Shaitan was in front of them, guiding them exactly where I am. It's the Bani Israel, they're supposed to be Muslim. But the whole mob is together, in front of them is Shaitan, and he has taken advantage at the time. This is what is going to happen. فَلَمَّا تَخَوَّفْتُ أَنْ لَا أَعْجِزَهُمْ. When I came to a point where I felt I can't anymore. عَرِضَتْ لِي شَجَرَةٌ فَنَادَتْنِي. A tree was in front of me and it called unto me. وَقَالَتْ إِلَيَّ إِلَيَّ. The tree said, come to me. وَانْسَعَدَتْ لِي وَدَخَلْتُ فِيهَا. The tree opened for me and I went inside the tree. قال, and then he says, وَجَاءَ إِبْلِيس. Shaitan came there. حَتَّى أَخَذَ بِطَرْفِ رِدَائِي. He found the edge of my kurta that was sticking out of the tree. وَجَاءَتْ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلِ. The Bani Israel came there. فَقَالَ إِبْلِيس. Iblis says, أَمَا رَأَيْتُمُ دَخَلَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. That I'm telling you, he had entered into this tree. هَذَا تَرْفُ رِدَائِهِ. This is the edge of his kurta. And then he makes the people more angry. He says, دَخَلَهَا بِسِحْرِ. He went into the tree by means of his magic. By means of his magic. فَقَالُوا نَحْرِقُ هَذَا الشَّجَرَةِ. They then said, okay, fine, we're going to burn the tree. فَقَالَ إِبْلِيس. Iblis said to them, شُقُّوهُ بِالْمِنْشَارِ شَقًّا. Rather take the saw and cut it in half. قال, he then narrates, فَشُقِقْتُ مَعَ الشَّجَرَةِ بِالْمِنْشَارِ. I was cut in half by means of the saw. قال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, هل وجدت له مسا أو وجعا. Did you experience any pain when this was happening to you? قال لا. He says, no. إنما وجدت ذلك الشجرة التي جعل الله روحي فيها. The only thing I found was this tree and my soul that was in it. Nothing had happened to me. I never felt anything. In the other narration, as far as his ending of his life is concerned, according to some of the narrators, this is a more a stronger narration, where it is mentioned, قُتِلَ عَلَى الصَّخْرَةِ الَّتِي بِبَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ. He was killed on a rock that is in Baytul Muqaddas. On that same piece of rock, 70 نَبِيًّا. 70 أَنْبِيَاء عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ were killed there. مِنْهُمْ يَحْيَى إِبْنُ زَكَرِيَّا عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. From amongst those 70, one was يَحْيَى إِبْنُ زَكَرِيَّا عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And then it is mentioned by Hafiz ibn Hajar, who narrates from Zayd ibn Waqid, قال, he says, رأيت رأس يحيى ابن زكريا. I saw the head of يحيى ابن زكريا عليه الصلاة والسلام. حين أرادوا بناء مسجد دمشق. When the masjid in Damascus was going to be built. أخرج من تحن ركن من أركان القبلة. His head was dug up from amongst one of the pillars that was in the direction of Qibla. التي يلي المحراب مما يلي المشرق. Which is one of the pillars that was close to the mihrab. فكانت البشرة والشعر على حاله لم يتغير. The smile on his face and his hair and everything on his head was exactly like the way when he passed away. Nothing had changed so many years later. So many years later, nothing had changed on his face when they found his head. كأنما قتل الساعة. It was as though he was killed an hour earlier. That is how Allah Rabbul Izzat preserved his face. And I think in today's time you can still find the grave of Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam in Damascus, somewhere in that area. I saw the picture of him. So, brothers, this was the life of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. And from day on, like I mentioned, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was alive in the same time. But obviously, we're going to still have to go through his life on the other time. Jimmatir. Inshallah. But beloved brothers, this is important. There is, like we've mentioned, somebody asked me the other day about Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book. Is the Christians regarded as Ahlul Kitab, as the people of the book? Some people take it lightly and they say you can marry a Christian person and you can eat from them. My answer to him, and like we've heard from the other ulama, that what we have in our deen and what they had in theirs is very similar. Like I read to you the khutbah of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. It's the same things, nothing different. You must believe in Allah, perform salat, you must fast, you must give sadaqah, and you must make the dhikr of Allah. So if you look at the Christians in today's time, they don't do that type of stuff. So they are not from Ahlul Kitab. They don't believe in the books which Allah had revealed before this. The Bible and things that is going on in today's time is very, very far from the truth. There is certain things and elements in there that might be in junction with what is in the Quran. But on the whole, everything has been changed. What is wanted to be omitted has been omitted. And it is nothing close to what the truth actually is. Because here we have what Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam had said, and you will not find those same things in the Bible. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. Many of us have read through, had to study. When we were in school, we had to learn the Bible stuff. And this type of thing is not in there. Unless somebody knows if it is in there, I don't know. Allahu a'lam. So, beloved brothers, let us see that how we learn our own deen. Where we come from, where we are, what we need to do, and put it into practice. الله يبارك فيك سبحان الله الحمد لله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك